Yes, it's another episode today, and I'm happy to be here with you on today's episode on Design Talk. Today we'll be discussing on a very crucial topic, mastering the design process from concept to creation. Mastering the design process from concept to creation. For anything to be successful, brainstorming is important. For your brainstorming to be useful, concept development is crucial. Now we already have you brainstorming. You've brainstormed. You've had your concept developed. And you fail to execute. It shows that such projects will not see the light of the day. And for you to have a good workflow, you have to think about four crucial things: brainstorming, concept development, execution, and final delivery. So today we'll be having this discussion on mastering the design process. Now we know that design is not just creating things that looks good. It involves complex processes that require careful planning, execution, and delivery. A successful design project requires well-defined workflow that ensures each stage of the process is completed effectively and efficiently. We know that many people believe that design is purely a creative endeavor. But in reality, it's a combination of creativity, strategy, and problem solving. A well-designed project or product not only looks good, but it solves a particular problem. It meets a particular need. You don't just design something that looks good aesthetically, but you need to design something that is functional. When your designs are purely aesthetic and less of function, then you don't communicate. So what does it mean? Your workflow can either determine if you communicate or you don't. So to have something that is effective, ensure you have a functional design. Brainstorming is a critical part of the design process. It allows designers to explore new ideas. You have thoughts in your head. You have bubbling ideas in your head. You explore it during the process of brainstorming. Brainstorming might just be a solo thing with just you, your pen, and your paper. Or if you have any digital device, you use to put your ideas down. Or a team of creative minds. It might not just be creative minds, but maybe you have reasons to have discussions with your clients, or you have meetings with your clients. You brainstorm together at some point. At that point, you really know what your client needs, and you see how you can be of help to them. To make the most of your brainstorming section, you can try mind mapping, free association. That's when you reach out to people, just ask questions and do some things. Or this Scamper method. I think from my little experience, this Scamper method is what most people use without them knowing that you do that. Now, that technique involves either you substitute, you adapt, you modify, put to another use, you repurpose the design to do something else, you combine, you eliminate, and reverse. That is the Scamper method. It's like an acronym: substitute, adapt, modify, put to another use, combine, eliminate, and reverse. So these are critical techniques you can use, and this approach can help you break out of the old patterns and generate fresh new ideas. Create comfortable environments and a very collaborative environment where everybody feels good in sharing their ideas. When you're in a comfortable environment, your thoughts becomes clearer. brainstorming becomes easy. We talk about concept development. Now you've had reasons to use maybe the free association method, the mind mapping, or the scamper method. You now have to conceptualize these ideas you have on paper. That's why you have the concept development. And concept development is very crucial in design as it sets the direction for the entire project. It involves you getting those ideas, refining them, and selecting the most promising ones. Not all ideas will make it to the world, but the ones that are most promising and most potent end up making it to the world. Effective concept development can lead to innovative and impactful designs that meet the needs of the client and user. When you have a successful design, that's a successful concept development, it involves one, creativity, critical thinking, collaborations. You create, you think critically, and you collaborate. The three C's: creativity, critical thinking, collaboration. As a designer, you must be willing to explore different possibilities and challenge assumptions. You don't just assume things, you ask questions why. For instance, we have a so-and-so method of presenting our work, but you feel that no, it shouldn't just be this way. I should be able to build systems that work for me, not just you, systems that are appealing to the end users. So be willing to ask questions, challenge your thoughts, challenge your ideas. Also, involve stakeholders and gather feedback. It is very critical when you're designing a concept, involve stakeholders. The stakeholder might be your friend, might be your client, or it might just be a pet project you might be working on. And you have guys who you know are doing so well, and you have reasons to communicate with them. Use that means to involve them. Now, please, can I get your feedback on this? Because when you get feedback throughout the process, it ensures that the concept aligns with the project goal and objective. And also, designers can improve. You can improve on your concept development skills by studying successful case studies and also experimenting new techniques. Now you've had the brainstorming done, you've had concept development done. Now comes to execution. When your execution is poor, it affects a lot of things. So effective execution is crucial to the success of your project. It involves not only producing high quality work, but also managing time effectively and collaborating with team members if you work in team. When you want to have a successful execution, the major thing you should do is break your tasks into manageable chunks. Prioritize them based on their importance. Prioritize them based on the level of importance. This can help you ensure that deadlines are met and that the final product meets the client expectation. Break down ideas, break down your workflow into chewable chunks. I can say, okay, if I wake up in the morning after doing my devotion and whatever I'm doing, I start my work. The next 1 hour, a block of everything. Or you're the type that once you commence work, you first check your email to reply mails. Fine, good. But if you start your day in very early time after doing your devotion, you can decide that, oh, let me first break down my to-do list on this project. Between the hours of 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., I block off everything communication to attend to this task. Once you take care of that task, it is gone. It helps you ensure that you meet deadlines. Collaboration is also essential to effective execution. By working closely with team members, designers can also share ideas, receive feedbacks, and identify potential roadblocks early in the process. I will always advise people who are just starting up as a designer that for you to grow and understand communication and workflow easily, the best thing to do is that try as much as possible to find yourself in a team. Work, if it's possible for you, work in a design agency. You tend to understand communication. You tend to understand the importance of deadline. You won't be lazy in mind, because this will help you shape your mind and your thought that, no, I have a delivery. If I delay in doing this at this time, it is going to affect the final output of the project. Once you do this, it's going to help you prevent costly mistakes and ensure that the final product meets all requirements. Effective communication is key to a successful collaboration. If you're not good at communication, collaboration becomes hard. By keeping team members informed about progress and changes, designers can ensure that everyone is on the same page. That is the advantage of working as a team. I bring mine, you bring yours. Everybody puts it together and we solve the problem. So execution is key. Don't undermine execution in everything you're doing. Poor execution, you can prepare well, can have all your ideas on ground. Your concept development might be top notch. But if it is poorly executed, we see it in the final output. Now we talk about the final delivery. This is where you package your ideas, everything you've executed, into something that is appealing, something that is too good to believe, something that once they see it at first glance, no one will reject it. There's also a critical stage in the design process that can greatly impact the success of the project. Not just the project, but the designer himself or herself. It involves ensuring that the final product meets all specifications and requirements to deliver to the client within the targeted time. Now, there's something I tell people. You might be so good in doing designs, but very bad in time management. You delivered a good design at the wrong time. It means you failed. You delivered a design that's not so good, but you met up the deadline. It gives you more room for improvement because now you get feedback from the client. So ensure that in everything you do, show up. Once you tell your client that, oh, this project will be ready by weekend, or give me a latest in the next 2 weeks. Let your next 2 weeks be next 2 weeks. Ensure you have buffer period whereby if anything happens, you will deliver this project. The best thing to do when it comes to delivery of project is that it's better you deliver in time than being late. Deliver in time than being late. So avoid anything that will cause inconsistency. That's where you need to be prudent. Any error, any inconsistency, or maybe you need to test the application, whatever you're doing well, ensure everything works properly. Because effective communication with the client throughout the delivery process can help you, can help me ensure that the expectations are met and any issues are addressed in a timely manner. So you notice in this discussion I just had now, time is of essence in everything we do. Time is of essence. Mastering the design process, understanding your workflow, having a good workflow will help you ease the stress of the job. Once your workflow is taken care of, your client will always fall into line because you know that at the end of you doing this job, you're going to deliver something good. So as a designer, ensure that from the concept to creation stage, you need to master the design process. So in conclusion, after having this discussion on mastering design process, remember that design process is not just about creating beautiful designs, but also is all about problem solving and meeting the needs of the end user. So by incorporating these principles I mentioned earlier, that is brainstorming, concept development, execution, and final delivery into your workflow, you can create designs that are not just aesthetically pleasing, but also functional and impactful. With this, we've come to the end of this episode on Design Talk. Thank you for joining me. So see you in the next episode. Keep creating and share your work continuously.